Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Podcast Plunge, a new newsletter from the people who bring you this newsletter and podcast. Podcast Plunge is a new reader-generated podcast recommendation newsletter. In order for it to work, we need your podcast recommendations. Comment on the latest post with a show you've been listening to and loving, and you'll see it featured in the following issue. To subscribe to the newsletter, go to earbuds.substack.com or search for Podcast Plunge in the search bar on Substack. Hey, Ariel here. Welcome to the show. Let's get to some podcast recommendations, shall we? Last week, our theme was Abortion Wars. Our curator was TJ Raphael, host and producer of Cover Up, The Pill Plot. Her episode picks on abortion were inspired by the show that she and her team just launched. We listened to Abortion Every Day, The Ezra Klein Show, The Daily, the audiobook The Girls Who Went Away, and of course, we were introduced to Cover Up, The Pill Plot from TJ and team. Thank you for curating that list for us, TJ. In case you missed it, listener, we will link to those episodes in the show notes. Now on to this week's recommendations. Our theme is called The Science of Finding a Podcast. Our curator is Alicia Wainwright, creator and host of the podcast When Science Finds a Way. In just a bit, you'll hear from Alicia about her podcast picks and why she selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight podcast pick, Kelly Corrigan Wonders, a show for people who are curious to know more about ourselves and laugh while learning. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now, here are Alicia's recommendations for the theme, The Science of Finding a Podcast.
Hi, my name is Alicia Wainwright, and I'm an actress and podcast host. I host a podcast called When Science Finds a Way. It's a podcast where I have discussions with researchers and scientists who are finding impactful solutions to critical health issues affecting us worldwide. The theme I chose is, I guess, a little bit of a pun, the science of finding a podcast, because I am a very moody podcast listener. I don't know if you are too, but there is a real science to finding the right podcast. So this list is a variety blend of podcasts to hopefully catch you in every mood you might be in so that you are well prepared to always have something to listen to. The first episode pick is my podcast, When Science Finds a Way. And the theme of the episode is, what can we do to stop superbugs? And since the discovery of penicillin, I don't know if you knew this, we've seen the risk from minor infections virtually disappear. But after years of antibiotic overuse, we now face this silent pandemic where treatments don't really work anymore. And so I speak with an engineer turned biotechnologist to see what new innovations are happening in the space. My second episode pick is To Live and Die in LA, the first episode of the second season, Meet Elaine. Now, I'm a big true crime listener, and I'm going to go ahead and say this is the best season of a podcast that I've ever listened to. It has an incredible narrative flow, and it's just full of twists and turns, and you don't know who did it, but it's incredible storytelling, and I highly recommend it if you haven't listened to it yet. The third episode pick of mine is Love and Radio, A Girl of Ivory. It's a weird episode. It's weird. Love and Radio is like a weird podcast. So when you're in that weird kind of mood and you're not quite sure what to listen to, you don't want to listen to your murder stories, you don't want to like learn about science, this is when you're in that weird, goofy mood. I'm actually not going to tell you anything about the episode, but it is so shocking and bizarre. It's so fun and funny. I love Love and Radio, but this episode is fantastic. The reason I'm not going to say anything about the episode is because it's going to give it away. But if I had to say anything, it's about a polyamorous relationship that is not what it seems. My fourth episode pick is Ear Hustle Unwritten. If you haven't listened to Ear Hustle, you are totally missing out. It's a podcast that gets you inside the walls of San Quentin State Prison. And this particular episode walks you through how race plays a role in everyday life. And episode five pick for me is Death, Sex, and Money, Why I Steal. This is a follow-up episode to when they first spoke with this woman who openly admits to being a serial shoplifter. And it's incredible how open she is about what she does. And it creates a lot of like off podcast listening conversation about ethics. I found it really illuminating, and I had an emotional reaction to listening to it, hearing someone talk about stealing. You know, she really lets the host ask her the most personal questions, and you somehow end up developing a bit of empathy for this woman as you learn more about why she does what she does. So those are my picks. I hope when you listen to these episodes in the various moods that you might be in when you're looking to kind of unwind or have something in the background while you're driving or working or however you listen to podcasts, I want you to feel like inspired and curious and emotional. I hope when you listen to my podcast list, you get that theme of that sort of alchemy it takes to find the perfect episode to listen to whatever mood you're in. So whether you want to learn something on your drive, or you want to listen to something kooky while you work in the garden, or you only have a few minutes, these are great episodes with a lot of diversity of, I guess they're all a little weird. I don't know. And I feel like weird is a good thing. So if you feel a little weird after it, then I think my job is done.
Thank you, Alicia, for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Alicia's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can click and start listening right away. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? There's a link in the show notes of this episode and in every issue of our newsletter. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter. This week, we're spotlighting Kelly Corrigan Wonders. Here's a bit about the show. Discover Kelly Corrigan Wonders, a place for people who like to laugh while they think. It's for people who find it useful to look closely at ourselves and our weird ways in hopes that knowing more and feeling more will help us do more and be better. Host Kelly Corrigan wonders about loads of stuff. Is knowing more always good? Can we trust our gut? How does change actually happen? You can find and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders wherever you get your podcasts. And to close out the show, here's some podcast news and tidbits. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell recommends the podcast Go Bayside, a Saved by the Bell rewatch show, which has returned after 5 years. Next, we highly recommend the new podcast Near Death. If you are expecting a sad, depressing podcast about death, this is not it. In Near Death, you'll be introduced to Reverend Peggy, who has been present for the final moments for nearly 2,000 people. She's a lead chaplain at one of the world's most renowned hospitals, and Peggy shares the most riveting end-of-life stories from her 20-year career in spiritual care with one goal in mind: to help everyone be a little less afraid of death. And last, Spatial Delight is a podcast about the politics of space inspired by the life and work of British geographer Doreen Massey. Now, some quick podcast news. This week in Pod News, we cover stories on the 18th annual People's Choice Podcast Awards, and we share some links to podcast listeners' thoughts on AI. You can read more about these stories by going to podnews.net and make sure you're subscribed to the newsletter there. And that's it for this week. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, go and listen to some podcasts, why don't you? Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.